Have you ever wondered why a game of chess can feel like a battle of wits, not just on the board, but within your own mind? This is because chess is more than just a game. It's a cognitive thinking exercise. It requires strategic thinking, the ability to anticipate your opponent's moves, and a good deal of forward planning. And it's not just about the moves you make, but about the way you think. Chess trains your brain to think several steps ahead, to strategize, and to consider the consequences of your actions. It's a mental workout that strengthens your cognitive muscles. And these skills are not just useful on the chessboard. They can come in handy in everyday life too. Whether it's problem solving at work, making decisions about your personal life, or even navigating the complexities of social interactions, the cognitive skills honed by chess can be invaluable. But chess is more than just a game, it's a window into our own minds. Chess, like life, is a game of strategy and decisions. But did you know there's a philosophical side to it as well? Chess is a microcosm of life, a world of its own with a set of rules and consequences that mirror our own existence. Each piece on the board, every move we make, echoes the complex dance of decisions and outcomes that shape our lives. Philosophical ideas about free will and determinism come to life on the chessboard. Are our moves predestined, or do we have the freedom to choose? Similarly, it challenges our understanding of reality. Are we merely pawns in a grand plan, or can we shape our own destiny with our actions? The game of chess also echoes the teachings of ancient philosophers. From Plato's Forms to Aristotle's Golden Mean, the game is a battleground for philosophical concepts. So next time you move your pawn, think about the philosophy behind your move. Now that we've looked at the cognitive and philosophical aspects of chess, let's delve into the psychology behind it. Chess, you see, mirrors life's decision-making processes and the cognitive biases we may unknowingly harbor. It's a mental battlefield that explores the psychology of competition. Each move, each strategy is a testament to our psychological state. It brings to light our strengths and exposes our vulnerabilities. It's a dance of thought, a psychological ballet. Chess is not just a game, but a psychological journey. And did you know, there's even a biblical connection to chess? Just as chess requires strategic thinking, so do many biblical narratives. Consider how Joseph strategized to save Egypt from famine, or how Esther made calculated moves to save her people. These stories echo the moral decisions made on the chessboard. Just as chess pieces move with purpose, these biblical figures navigated their circumstances with wisdom and foresight. So the next time you sit down for a game of chess, remember, it's more than just a game. It's a journey into the mind, a philosophical debate, a psychological experiment, and a biblical lesson all rolled into one.